Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today, I'm sitting here in our head offices in Sydney with Angela Council. She is an incredible woman, and I've known her for many, many years. She sings too many, I think. Perfect. And Angela has been one of our members forever. We basically can't get rid of her, and I'm really glad we can't, although I joke about it. And also, Angela is a business owner. She's an entrepreneur. She's run different businesses, and she's also a health and lifestyle mentor. And one of the things that Angela works a lot in, on, about is, you know, sometimes I don't know which little word to use, so I just use them all to cover the basics.
One of them's right.
One of them will be right. And one of the things she works on a lot is stress management and helping people, especially business owners that are overwhelmed and stressed, and maybe, you know, they have a family to juggle, they have the business, they have cats and dogs and all sorts of other things to juggle, how to help them manage their stress. And so I asked her actually today if she could share some of the strategies to deal with stress with you, the listener, because I know a lot of people want to know about that. So,
hello.
Hi. And then the first thing is just laugh more.
I'm so stressed right now.
You don't look stressed. The first, even though you have to pick up your daughter in like 10 minutes, 8.5 minutes, I think your first tip actually, you already led in with your first tip, which is laugh more, right?
Totally, yeah. That's because be, you know, as soon as you laugh, you just relax.
You can't be stressed when you laugh.
You can't.
Unless you have a hysterical sort of laugh.
No, even then I don't think you can be stressed.
Okay, maybe not.
Because, and even if you don't feel like laughing, you laugh anyway. Yeah. You know that if sometimes you feel really grumpy, and if you just
if you put your smile on.
Yes.
Or I've seen this test. Have you heard? Maybe you told me about the pencil in your mouth. I think you told me about that.
Yes, because I did a video about it. You stick a pencil in your mouth because it uses all the muscles to actually make you smile,
and you instantly feel
better. Yes, and they've done research on that, and they've actually measured the brain waves, and it makes a difference.
It's amazing.
So it's just like, even if you don't feel like it, just smile.
It's amazing. Okay, that's the first tip.
You're
just
smile.
Put a pencil in your mouth.
Yes, and you'll look like an idiot, so you can laugh.
You make other people laugh,
that's
which
right.
is even more amazing.
It is. It's laughing and, yeah, just having fun. And
so is this it? Should we finish here?
Yeah, we're done. That was quick. We didn't even take 8 minutes.
Have you got another tip? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, probably my next tip is just don't get so hung up on the way things are, because quite often we want something to be a certain way. So we want an outcome, but it doesn't happen that way. And just accepting what is, because I speak to so many women and they're going, oh, you know, my business isn't making enough money, or I don't have enough clients, or my husband won't take the rubbish out. And they're getting overly stressed about it. And I was actually talking to a client earlier in the week, and, you know, she was saying, oh yeah, my VA's just gone and left me, and now I'm a web developer. There must be a reason for it all. I said, well, what if there's not a reason? What if we just accept what is?
Yes, I love that.
And she said, well, I said, what if you just stop looking for an answer and you just accept that that's what happened? I said, how does that make you feel?
I love that.
And she goes, oh, it's peaceful. I said, so you can be stressed about what's happened and search for an answer, or you can just accept what is and know that whatever the next step is, it'll just come along. But don't worry about it right in this moment. Don't worry about it. Focus on what you need to get done.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really the whole thing, which is something that I guess I've learned this a little bit, maybe through meditation or something, but the whole detachment thing, which human beings struggle with, having detachment
from all sorts of things, but
detachment of the outcome.
We get to people won't say, oh, we can manifest. You know, do this and you'll manifest the Mercedes, and you'll manifest $1 million. But you get so hung up and you get...
on the outcome.
The outcome. And, you know, it's like, but that's not what manifestation is really about. It's like, okay, well, this is what I want. Put it out there to the universe and let the universe look after it. You've already told the universe what you want. Let the universe deliver it in the way the universe wants to, and don't get so hung up on, I haven't got what I want. I haven't got my $1 million yet. I'm still only making $1,000 a year.
The universe is not listening. Well, besides telling the universe, you might also want to pull the finger out and actually
take some actions towards that goal.
But yes, I love that. And it's something we spoke about earlier today, you and I, was the whole enjoy the journey. Enjoy, have joy in the imperfection.
That's right, yeah. And just have fun. I mean, because you do that really well. I mean, you probably do it better than anybody I know, because you always seem to be having fun.
I do, even when I'm really busy, actually.
But it makes, you know, even when you've got the boring stuff to do, if you actually have fun doing it. I actually was talking to a client the other day, and because she was going through a bit of a hard time, I said, she's got a little boy, he's about 6 years old, and I said, how does he do the washing up? And he gets in there and he plays with the bubbles. And I said, so he has fun doing the washing up. I said, how do you do the washing up? And she goes, oh no, it's a chore, I've got to do it. I said, what if you did it the way he did it, and you had fun playing with the bubbles and just being in the moment? Would it make washing up easier? Now, I don't like washing up either. I've got kids, that's what they do. But if we do that in our life, what can we do to do this in a fun way? It's something I don't like doing, but what can I do as if I was a five-year-old to do it again? How would a five-year-old do this?
I love that.
That's what I go. It's okay, how would a five-year-old do this? Because they don't care. They just want to have fun. And I think as adults, we've lost that funness.
Because we just have to get things done. And that's the third tip, actually. I wrote that down, is it add a little bit more joy into the things that maybe stress you and are annoying. And I can give you an example. I think you know that I don't really like cooking and any kitchen work.
Yeah, I do know that.
You do know that. And so I do have to eat. I like eating, and I like eating good food. And so when I cook, usually what I do is, because I don't enjoy it that much, I have to make it enjoyable. So what I do is I turn up the music super loud, and then before I even get into the kitchen, I just have some weird or silly dance on my own in the kitchen with some really loud music. And then I'm like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah, that's right.
This is suddenly fun. And then I cut the vegetables to the beat of the music, and suddenly it becomes a fun thing.
Yeah.
And you can do that with anything.
That's right. I mean, and Tony Robbins does that. Before he speaks, he's always out the back, and he has a big song that puts him into what he calls state.
Yeah.
So it's a song that really gets
his
adrenaline.
And he's got a move. Did you watch his movie? I just watched
that
the other night.
No, I haven't, because we don't have Netflix.
It's fantastic. No, actually it is on Netflix. Yeah. That's true.
So
it's called I'm Not Your Guru.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really good movie.
Yeah, I've heard lots of really great reports.
I have a lot of respect for
him. Apparently it's coming off Netflix shortly, so I'm waiting for it to come off Netflix.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And that's one, exactly. He has a move even to get him into the state.
Yeah.
So you can even do that.
Yeah.
To manage, actually, that's a really good point too, which might be the next tip, is have a trigger to when you realize that you're so stressed, almost hyperventilating, when you can't even achieve anything anyway in that state, have a move that gets a pattern interrupt.
I do, and I always have, because I've got a hand, I do a technique called the lifeline. So I have a hand mudra, which is actually the death symbol for love. And at any time, if I'm getting overwhelmed, and you'll probably see me, I'll be standing here with this symbol, and it's on my heart, because that's love, and that's putting love through my body. So I can't be in a place of panic, overwhelm, and fear when I'm in love, because your brain can't do love and fear at the same time.
Yeah.
So
that's
my thing. Plus, I also anchor a lot to rings. So at the moment, I've got a ring on. This is a speaking ring. So when I wear this ring, that means I'm in a speaking state, which is because I'm in flow when I'm speaking.
Yeah.
And I have other rings. So I use rings to trigger a lot.
That. See, and for the listener, you take whatever you like. You can, it might be a movement. It might be a noise.
That's
it
right.
It might be
It's something
anything.
That's just outside of the normal for you, that when you do. And that's why people wear the rubber bands around their wrist.
Yeah.
And when they're feeling, they feel it, and they just flick it, and that puts them back to being present and where you are right now. And I think that's when you're present, you can only be in now and accepting what is.
And you can't be overwhelmed in the present. You can't be stressed.
No.
So maybe what they can do, the listeners, so they know what we're talking about, they don't think, what are they talking, weird language? So basically what it means is that when you find yourself really stressed and maybe freaking out about something, just find a way to trigger yourself out of it. It could be, I mean, if you imagine that, if you're completely stressed and worried about something, and you suddenly start the weirdest dance moves, like Michael Jackson sort of crotch grab move, you can't be stressed in
you
that
do
moment.
That. Other people, if they're really, they can just put their hand on their heart and say love.
I'm glad that you're covering the other people too.
Yeah, see, so for the non-crazy ones amongst us who are a little bit more reserved, just stick your hand on your heart and just go love. And that will calm
that
down
could be
as
one
well.
For them. Now, what do we have? One more. We have four tips already. How to be less. How to get out of your stress state. How to be less overwhelmed. Do we have another one, or is this?
I think
great?
That's pretty good.
It is amazing.
I mean, there's lots more that you can do. I mean, it's things like making sure you sleep properly, eat well, all that type of stuff. But just the real things in the moment. It is really about being present, and just bringing yourself back to right now, Don't worry about the past, you can't change it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the future because you have no control over it. The only moment that you can affect is this moment right now. The only person that you can affect is you, doesn't matter. You can't change anybody else's opinion, what anyone else is doing. You can't even influence the universe. You can only, you can just work for you. Exactly. That's it.
Exactly.
And you only have to worry about you, no one else, because if you're being your best self,
you will have the biggest impact.
That's right, because everyone will just follow you.
Yeah, exactly. So I might just summarize the four tips again because I love them so much. One is smile. So put a pencil into your mouth, in your lips.
That can be your trigger for the other thing too.
Which one?
When we're talking about having a trigger. You can just walk around with a pencil and every time you feel stressed, stick it in your mouth.
Why not?
Right, and smile.
It's
two in one.
It's the pencil in the mouse movement.
That's right.
I want to see some photos on social media on this.
Okay, let's do that. I'm going to put a challenge out. I'll see you.
Let's do it. It'll be pretty fun. The second one is enjoy the imperfection. So detach yourself from the outcome. And just enjoy and don't beat yourself up about it. And then number three is have more fun. So so add fun to things. So if you don't like a task, make it fun in your own way. That's the thing about you and I too. It's not, hey, you should do this.
That's right.
You know, people sometimes say, you have to sit when you meditate. Well, what if I want to lie today?
Then I meditate when I walk the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Or moving. So basically do it your way. And the last one is interrupt your pattern. So just jolt yourself out of that state of overwhelm and stress by just doing something totally unexpected that you surprise yourself.
That's
almost.
Right. And bring yourself into the moment.
Exactly. That's decent. I like
it. Good.
That.
Good
job, girl.
For you.
Your ring is working. Your speaking wheel is totally working today. So thanks so much for being in the flow.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for being here. And you, the listener, thanks for being here. And we see you on the next show.
See ya. Bye.
Basic Bananas.